for a little something extra from the Appleseed. And now, here's your host, Sam Payne.
It's such a pleasure to have you with us for a little something extra here in the podcast. You know, these Appleseed extras are in addition to the hour-long episodes that you can hear just about every day on the Appleseed. Extras are usually just a few minutes long for when you've just got a few minutes and you want to fill them with a great story. You can only find them in the podcast at byuradio.org/appleseed or by Googling the Appleseed podcast. Something new just about every day. And today's Appleseed extra is a lovely poem delivered by the Scottish storyteller Jess Smith. Now, when Jess was a kid, she and her family were part of the traveling community. She and her siblings and their dog and their parents all lived aboard a single-decker bus, and they would travel from place to place. And Jess had dreams of settling down and attending school. And that happened. But when she did, she found that some of the other kids bullied her because she and her family were travelers. She wrote this poem in response to some of those feelings of being bullied. You'll love to hear the lilt of Jess's speech and the amazing things that she talks about as being a part of her childhood in this poem. The poem is called Scotia's Bairn. Jess Smith, here on the Appleseed.
Yes, it may be said you're better than I. Your peers obviously blessed you with a grand home and fine clothes and the best of schooling. Well, I, on the other hand, saw life from the mouth of a tinker's tent. But I have felt the breath wind of John o' Groats, and I have seen the hills of Glencoe clothed in purple heather, heard her mountain tops whisper a thousand curses on the murderers of the MacDonald bairns. The ghosts of Culloden brushed against my cheek as I sat on a rock seat watching heaven's lightning streak across the land to the sea beyond. Can you say you've tasted the first ripened strawberries of Blairgowrie, sucked on rasps until the red juices filled your taste buds with flavour fit for the gods? Is there a time in your life you've washed in the early morning dew in a field flowering with cowslip, pink clover and wild daisies? Did you ever swim below the belly of a giant basking shark? Have you sung to a curious seal? Have you heard the weasel's whistle pierce the eardrums of a hypnotised rabbit? Seen the fear in the eye in the monarch of the glen as the stalker's finger pulls back upon his gun? Did your protective parents tell you tales of the feared Fian warriors of Glenlyon? And do you know how old the yew tree of Fortingale is? Have you ever listened to a deaf child sing a beautiful Scottish ballad, music and words unwritten? Have you tasted the morning milk from the cow before she suckled her calf? Or tasted the freezing waters of a burn at its source? Have you ever watched the dolphins follow the Lord of the Isles as she sails majestically from Oban to Mull? Saw a fight to the death between two traveller warlords ruled by their forefathers, adhering to the rules of their clan? Have you seen the banshee washing shrouds at the river's edge in the thick ghostly mist of a lonely glen? Have you held the hand of an old woman as she breathes her last breath and stretches her body for the final time? I am a child of the mist. What are you? I am ethnic. You are accepted. I tell a tale of your ancestors, and you are taught not to. Would you converse with a road tramp? Does a tinker's encampment fill you with excitement, or do you draw back in disgust? Do you give thanks for each breath God gives you, or do you take life for granted? We are different, you and I. I am the wind in your hair. You are the voice of mistrust. I am the blue of the Atlantic as she thrusts her watery fingers into Scotland's west coast. You are the gate that stops me from entering the forest. I am the grouse in the purpled heather. You are the hunter who denies me my flight. I am the salmon as she leaps to her favourite spawning stream. You are the rod who would end my epic journey. I am the seed of all who went before me. I am from the brave ones who hid, not burned the tartan. I am from those who spoke the Gaelic in secret places. I am part of the true earth, the sea and the sky. I am the Scotia Bairn.
I am part of the true earth, the sea, the sky. I am the Scotia Bairn. That was Jess Smith, a storyteller and poet who, when she was a kid, grew up among the travelers, traveling from place to place, living with her family in a single-decker bus, and when she went to school, was bullied for being a traveler. That poem is a response to some of those feelings. It was a pleasure to share it with you. You can find us online at byuradio.org/appleseed. You can also download the BYU Radio app for all kinds of ways to listen to all of the shows produced by BYU Radio. The Appleseed is pleased and proud to be part of that family of programs. You can communicate with us by sending us an email at theappleseed@byu.edu. Again, that's theappleseed@byu.edu. We love to hear from you. I'm Sam Payne, and I can't wait to be with you again here on the Appleseed.
Thanks for joining us for a little something extra from the Appleseed. Google the Appleseed podcast and subscribe for something new just about every day. The Appleseed with Sam Payne.